Welcome to the Construction Industry Podcast. Fresh ideas for today's construction professional. The Construction Industry Podcast is brought to you by Remontech, Remote Monitoring Technologies. Find us on the web at constructionindustrypodcast.com.
Hello, everybody. Once again, my name is Cesar Abate, and this is the Construction Industry Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you as you navigate the waters of the construction industry. Whether you're looking to start your career, looking to improve your professional knowledge, or if you're a construction project or business owner, this show is for you. Today, I will share with you a webcast produced by the Construction Marketing Association on using YouTube videos to promote your construction services and products. Enjoy it. Now, before I get started, I'd like to share with you some news regarding a past guest of the podcast. If you remember, back in episode 7, I interviewed John Finn of Vertitech, and he told us about this product that they're selling called Coat of Silence. It's a great idea. It's basically a paint-type coating that helps reduce sound in a space. It's like a sound barrier kind of product. And I thought it was a great idea because it's a very inexpensive and unobtrusive way to soundproof a room. And the news is that John is telling me now that they just got international rights to distribution. And our podcast here has a very international reach. So if you're listening to this podcast from outside of the United States, and Canada, just know they will be moving their product to Canada, Mexico, the Middle East, and Russia soon. And besides that, John tells me that Coat of Silence is now Class A fire retardant. So now they're offering this coating that is a sound reducer, fire retardant, mold, mildew resistant, and waterproof, and tintable to any color. So it works just like paint, but it does all those things. So it's a wall finish and usable like a paint or an exterior architectural coating. So the best part is the price that they can sell this Class A coating at the wholesale level for as low as $1.65 per square foot. So congratulations, John. It seems like you guys are doing it right there. And I recommend everyone check out vertitech.com, and I'll also put a link on this episode's notes. Now on to YouTube. A recent article on socialmediatoday.com shared some staggering statistics regarding video on the web. And I'll have a link to the article on the show notes as well. But in short, they say that no other tool in your marketing toolbox delivers the bang for your buck like video content. Now, they say that video is getting bigger, for example. Since May 2011, there are more than 48 hours of video being uploaded to YouTube every minute. So think about this. Every minute, people upload a total of 48 hours of video to YouTube. In 2011, YouTube had more than a trillion videos viewed. 71% of all online adults participate in platforms like YouTube. Also, YouTube is the number two search engine in the world. Number one is Google. You would think number two would be Yahoo or Bing. No, it's YouTube. So when people are searching for content, they go first to Google, second to YouTube. So the point here is you need to be there if you're trying to promote your company or yourself. Now, and the other thing to talk about is that video marketing is not only suitable for end consumers, you would think. Right? It's mostly the videos that are there, selling electronics or things like that. That's not the case. They say the senior executives watch videos to make purchase decisions. There is a report on Forbes Insights that pointed to 65% of senior decision makers, they visit a vendor's website after watching a video. In fact, 83% of the surveyed senior executives report watching more online video today than they were a year ago. And 75% of them indicate that they watch work-related videos at least weekly. Now, younger executives that are under 40 are more likely to make a purchase based on video alone. It's clear that video is becoming an essential way to connect to your target market or to your industry. As far as marketing is concerned, video, they also talk about video being essential for inbound marketing and SEO. Now, when you host videos on your site, that's a great way to attract and engage visitors. I know that for a fact. If you go to constructionindustrypodcast.com, which is our website, you'll see that I have a few videos on the right hand side of the page. Videos that are basically time-lapse videos that we made of construction projects. If you don't know, this podcast is a part of ribbontech.com, which is our family business, and we provide remote monitoring for construction projects. And basically, part of our services is to generate a time-lapse video of construction activity. So we had our website, and about I think it was a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, we decided to add some of these videos on the website. And I'll tell you I checked the statistics of visitors to the website, and since we had the videos there, the engagement was skyrocketed. People just enjoy watching the video, and then, you know, and as a result, we get more engagement from the visitors to our website. Now, to go deeper into this topic, as you can see, there's a lot that can be said about this. The Construction Marketing Association recently conducted a webcast in which they discussed best practices in using YouTube as part of your marketing efforts. And they were gracious enough to let me share the audio portion of the webcast here with our community. So links and resources mentioned during the webcast will be shared in the notes section of this episode at constructionindustrypodcast.com. I hope you enjoyed this webcast.
And now, our feature segment.
Let's go into the benefits of video marketing. First is video supports search engine results. It builds search authority. YouTube is owned by Google, and there's no surprise that that has an impact on search results. There's significant sharing of videos via Facebook, via embedding, Twitter, and other social platforms. It's well known that video has the highest click-through rates, or CTRs. So, you know, it's very appealing and very inviting for users to click on a video. And I think demographically, if we looked at that, we'd see even some differences there. So video is highly interactive. Next, video supports customer service with training, demos, installation, etc. So I think we saw this in the polling questions that video is an important part of customer service that, in theory, could eliminate customer service calls and such. And video supports one of the fastest growing mediums, that is mobile marketing. And example of this is your cell phone screen, your very small cell phone screen, whereas sometimes might be difficult to view a non-mobile optimized website and easily view a video. So. And finally, video helps lead generation with all of the above, the SEO aspect, the click-through aspect, registrations to view videos, etc. So those are some of the benefits. And with that, we wanted to give you some indication of, you know, what are the channels that are driving video. And so Brian found this piece of information. Is this from Nielsen? Oh, this is ComScore.
This is ComScore.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things here. There's totally unique visitors, which I think is a little obtuse, but viewing sessions and minutes per viewer, when we look at Google sites, which is primarily YouTube, might also include some of the Google article sites and such, but we see that YouTube is pretty dominant, close to 40% in viewing sessions, and close to over 30% for minutes per viewer. And then we see some other, some of Facebook, as Brian pointed out to me the other day, you know, Facebook is going to have a lot of embedded YouTube videos out. We see a lot of the network and publishing companies that have high video. So, and Hulu, as some of you may know, is really more geared around TV shows and, mm-hmm. and films and that kind of thing. So I don't know if this is really apples to apples when you see you've got a lot of Turner clearly is CNN and news, you know, versus social platforms like Facebook and then Google and YouTube. So I don't know if this is really apples to apples per se, but it at least gives you some perspective here. So as we mentioned, video is extremely high growth. One of the things that we pointed out in our social ebook is that in 2010 there were 10 million terabytes of information, I believe. That was over here, 1 month snapshot. And,
right. This is your projection. This is your projection.
Okay. So then, in 2012, in just 2 years, that's doubling. So, and then it's doubling, nearly doubling again in another two and a third year. So video is clearly growing significantly for the near future. So with that, a little overview, I'm going to turn it over to our social media manager, Brian Rule.
Thank you, Neil, and welcome, everyone. So now that we've discussed why video is so important, we're going to jump into YouTube, seeing that it's one of the largest social video networks and why you guys should be integrating it into your marketing mix and your social media strategies. So first, 147 million unique visitors to YouTube. It makes them the number one online video destination. That's as of May 2011 by ComScore. There's two big companies that do studies on video. One's ComScore, the other one I found was Nielsen. Both of those will be available in the resource section at the end of the presentation. But as you saw earlier from ComScore, YouTube is a significant amount, owns a significant amount of the market share. Over 3 billion videos are viewed a day on YouTube, which is very large. It's larger than any other platform. YouTube's demographic is extremely broad, 18 to 54 years old. And I pulled all of these statistics directly from YouTube, which again, that exact resource will be available at the end of the presentation for everyone here. 150 years of YouTube videos are watched every day on Facebook, and every minute more than 500 tweets contain YouTube links. And to really put this in perspective, that's 2.5 times more Facebook sharing than last year and 3 times as much sharing on Twitter. So it's growing extremely fast and video is becoming more and more important. So a couple basics for YouTube. You can go out and create your own YouTube account by visiting the website www.youtube.com. From there, you'll be able to log into a Google account and excuse me, link it to YouTube and choose a account name. You want to design and implement your own custom branded background. This really allows you to integrate your brand, and we'll have an example for you guys to see here soon. Your videos should be shorter than 15 minutes, and these are standards set by YouTube, so videos need to be shorter than 15 minutes and smaller than 2 gigabytes in file size. Depending on how much video you upload or how broad of an audience you have, YouTube can vary these sizes, but for the average user, these are the sizes that you're allowed to when you first sign up. You can choose what video is displayed first on your channel, which again you'll see on the next slide with the examples that we have to show you. And you need to be thorough when selecting keywords for your description and tags. So when you go through, you need to choose words and put them into your description that really would highlight what someone would go onto YouTube and search for in order to find your company, your brand, or whatever topic that video may be about. So you really need to spend some time sitting down and thinking about what keywords are important to that video, put it in the description, and choose those tags when you're uploading the video.
And I know Brian Stokey is going to comment on that.
Yes, he will. Yeah. And then you want to be uploading 1 to 2 videos a month if you can. This keeps your channel fresh, relevant, with new content. You're going to show up higher on Google. It's going to increase your page rank. So there's a bunch of positive reasons to be constantly uploading content to your YouTube channel. This next slide here is just going to go through a couple of the profile aspects that you guys should be aware about. At the top of YouTube, number one, you see the YouTube search bar. This is where you're going to type in a channel name, a video name, a brand you may be searching for. This is really where the user is going to go to find your content. This kind of hits upon the tags, again, that you should be uploading for your video, because the words that a user searches for within this bar is really integrated into the tags that you used to highlight keywords within your video. Secondly, in the top left there, you see your channel name. It can be upwards of 20 characters. And why this is really important is because once you choose your channel name, you cannot change it back. So you need to be really sure about what you're choosing, whether, you know, you need to be sure that you add in a trademark, as you can see here with WeatherGuard. But you just need to be really specific about the name that you choose, because it's, again, going to be something that users are searching for. Third, you can see that your video upload list here, and it's in the order that you uploaded your videos. However, you can force what video you would like to show up in this main area over here, and you can do so by logging into your administrator panel and then selecting which one you want to be first. So that's something really important to understand. You can also, you can see here that it highlights three to start, depending on how many favorites you have, but you can also choose in what order these videos are displayed. So next we see the specific video title and description for the video that's being shown on your channel. Here we see the WeatherGuard EasyGlide System Ladder Rack. So again, we want to make sure that the title, the description, and the tags of the video are keyword driven, so that when someone is searching for that video, they're able to find it. Number five, down here we see the channel information, how many, the actual name of the channel, how many views of the channel, how many times your videos have been viewed, the age of the channel, and when they joined, when they last logged on. So it just gives brief information about your channel. And then lastly, we see the branded background, which, as you can see here, we custom built for WeatherGuard. You can see their logo integrated into it with a job site in the background, and we have the red saturation, which really brings everything together with the red font and the way that all of the videos are branded. So it really just brings everything together and carries your brand over to your YouTube channel. And here we can see a brief snapshot of the analytics, one aspect of the analytics dashboard, and Brian Stokey is going to go really in depth with this, so I don't want to spend too much time. But here you can see that within the past year, you can take a look at exactly how many video views that the WeatherGuard channel had, and it totaled 22,657. So you really are able to get a feel for the kind of activity that you're getting from your YouTube channel, and how positive the sentiment is towards the content that you're developing. So next we're going to go through a couple content ideas for you guys. We have 18 in total, and this deck will be made available to attendees. So don't worry about too much about taking notes. Just pay attention and kind of listen to what I'm saying. So the elevator pitch is kind of, you know, a 30 to 60 second video that highlights your company's unique selling proposition. So it's really brief and short, so it keeps the watcher's attention up and it gets to the point without beating around the bush at all. Second idea we have for you is a slick capabilities piece. It's really a company overview where you can add in animation and sound and a professional overview to really highlight your company and the capabilities that you have. The third one that we have is customer testimonials. Again, the idea with YouTube videos and video in general, to keep the viewer's attention, you want to keep it nice and short. So with a testimonial, you want to keep it minute and a half, so it doesn't seem like it's too extravagant or forced, but you want to get to the point and really highlight your company benefits. executive briefs, so you can record a C-level exec within your company talking about one of your products or services, maybe a new initiative, or even the state of the business. So again, just overview the company from the perspective of an executive. What we're doing right now, this webcast will be available on our YouTube channel. We're recording it, excuse me. So this, again, can be repurposed as content, as a video. Any case studies that you may have, so document successes that your company has succeeded with, and make it into a video summary. And then PowerPoint gives you the ability to turn a presentation into a video with simple animations, background music, and really just animating text. But again, it's a way, if you need to get across information, that you can do it very simply with a low-cost, no-cost budget, and you can do it in-house. Another idea is an employee interview, where you can interview a key sales, technical, customer service, or other key staff member about their role in serving the customer and how they work with the company. And then next is company news. So interview someone that's involved with the news or what's going on within the company. Then we have in the file cabinet. So you want to look into the old content that you have, maybe an old commercial, old brochure, old advertisement, or maybe even an older video, but you just repurpose that and bring it over your YouTube channel. Then you can take your collateral business materials and do a short video summary of what the literature entails, why it's important, what it highlights, how that material can be made available to the person watching the video. And then whenever you travel, there's a lot of video opportunities, such as attending a trade show, a conference, walk around now that with mobile devices and the video recorders that are available on the market today. Video is very easy, where you might want to just pull someone aside and ask them if you can record a 1 to 2 minute video of them talking about some industry specific content that was at whatever conference, trade show, or anything of that such that you traveled to. Then we have formal roundtables, so invite industry peers and discuss current topics, maybe industry outlook, current trends, and any emerging technology within in your industry that could be important to a viewer. Then we have question and answer sessions, which again is exactly what it sounds like. Someone, whomever is behind the camera, just asks the presenter a couple questions and you record the video. Again, keep it short. Then why not ask your end users for some content that they've generated? Ask them to highlight how they use your product or how they use your service on a day-to-day basis, and then repurpose that onto your YouTube channel. And number 16, we have a press release. Take the content that's within the press release and present it in the form of a video. Another idea that we have for you is giving an inside look to the company. Maybe interview employees about why they love to work for your company, or even why they love your products and why they chose to work there. And lastly, take old advertisements that you may have and maybe walk through how you guys developed it, why you developed it the way you did, and why that is important to the end user or anybody else that's involved in the marketing process or that will be using that product potentially. So now we're going to work through video strategies, and once you have the videos onto your channel, what you can really do with them. And your videos can be embedded and shared via social networks. So first, embedding your video is really important. Where you want to be doing this is on your website and on the blog, and reach out to other industry peers and ask them to upload and embed your video onto their site. You can email your video. YouTube will give you sharing options, and one of those options is to email the video. So right there on YouTube, they'll format the email. You just have to plug it in who you're sending it to, and then you can do that very easily. And then same with tweeting. This option is also made available on YouTube, and it automatically generates a short link and you can send it out through your Twitter account. And if you copy the URL of the video and paste it into Facebook, you can embed that video onto your Facebook page, share with your social network, and it really allows your video the ability to go viral, which is really what we're hoping for with any content that we develop. And then adding that video to your LinkedIn products and service page, it gives a backlink to the video and a click-through to your YouTube page, which then ultimately we're hoping would lead them to a form on your website to convert to a lead. And now I'm going to pass it over to Brian Stokey, who is the social media program manager for Caterpillar, who's going to walk you through some YouTube examples.
Hi, this is Brian Stokey. I'll first give just a quick background about myself. I've been working for Caterpillar for the past 10 years, and for the past year, I've been the social media program manager. I ultimately am responsible for any public-facing social media presence that we have at Caterpillar. Really, that encompasses the brands of Caterpillar, our different customer segments, and all of our Cat dealers around the world. So I get involved in quite a few pieces of social media strategy and direction. And YouTube is obviously an important piece of that strategy, and some other players as well. So when we think outside of North America, but we're going to really talk about how Caterpillar is looking at using YouTube and the social media components of that. So we'll dig right in. So a little bit of background. Caterpillar started going down the route of, recognizing that we have to be leveraging video and trying to figure out how do we do that. Well, here's a historical screenshot, I guess, of a website that we created, and it was called Cat TV. And what it was a website that we built ourselves, and we put it online, and we started putting our own videos out there, and we, used the player that we created and used that on our website. But what we recognize is that we built this video platform and expected everyone to come to us to come see video. If we go to the next slide, what we recognize is, that video that I just had up on the screen there, it was about a 374 DL. The majority of videos that we create or other people create about our products are all happening in YouTube. So why would we ever recreate the wheel? We should be using the platform and the place where the rest of the world is already looking at video. YouTube is the second largest search engine right behind Google. So it's one of those no-brainers for us that now we recognize YouTube has got to be the place where we put all public-facing videos. And this example here is, that 374 DL, it's not only stuff that we create, but it's videos that our fans and enthusiasts create. So, I think that's an interesting piece of the puzzle here. So we'll go on to the next slide. Now, this screenshot is our current YouTube channel for Caterpillar Inc. And I'll explain where we're going and what we've done at this point. Historically, when we entered the social media space, we did a lot of things in the context of Caterpillar Inc. And one thing that we recognized is that we're a pretty big and diverse company who is trying to talk to a lot of different people. We're heavily ingrained in the mining industry. We've got the construction industry, of course, electric power. We've got NASCAR. We've got all these places where we are. And we were trying to use one channel, a YouTube channel called Caterpillar Inc., for all those messages. So when we took a step back and said, let's look at this from customers' perspective, someone in the marine industry or construction industry is getting a lot of noise that really didn't mean anything to them. And what we recognized is that that was becoming a negative perspective from the way that people were viewing Caterpillar. So if we go to the next slide, I think what we started looking at is, you know, what metrics and what detail can we get from YouTube, and we found out there's a lot. You can find out all sorts of details about, you know, what are the subscription levels for, you know, how many people are subscribing to your page on a daily basis, and you can start to look at trends. And what we started to realize was that we create a lot of video. On average, we make 45 videos at Caterpillar a single month. In peak periods, like for when ConExpo happens or something like that, we're making like 150 videos a month. So we had to kind of look at this in a context that was unique to Caterpillar for sure. But the list of 10 that I have on the screen here are actually our top 10 videos that have been viewed off of our YouTube channel. And besides for the two 797F videos, all of these videos are so completely different from each other. Everything from paving to our operations to mining applications to rail, you could start to see that, you know, we were really had a scattershot approach. So if we go to the next slide, we'll start to see where we're going now. We've recognized that even from Caterpillar's organization overall, we have to connect with customers more effectively. And as what you'll see here and you'll see more of in the future is us creating channels that are tied together effectively and represent a specific customer segment or industry that that we focus on. So everything listed here is electric power, our truck, the mining industry, the forestry industry. Each of these is, we're allowing it and sort of enabling these groups to have their own presence so that they build a place for people that know this business, that know the details about these products that fit into the business. It's a place where they can connect and collaborate more effectively than, the Caterpillar Inc. channel, which is more of a broad level perspective on everything that we do. So we'll go on to the next slide. So I wanted to get into some best practices just to talk through, how we view things. Go on to the next. Brian actually brought this up before, but I think it's good to reiterate the importance here. The valuable keywords that you're able to put into against the videos that you're looking at. Remember, when anyone is looking for a video in YouTube, it's not searching on anything that's inside of the video for the most part. It's looking at how did you describe this video. So looking at the title, looking at that description, that's how Google is intelligent. They look at the text that that matches what you're searching on. So that's one of those situations where you probably want to put yourself in your potential customer shoes and say, what is it that they're looking for that I can help with, and how can I phrase things in my video description and title so that I'll become top of mind? And then not to miss the point that they also have tagging that should be leveraged as well, especially for important keywords. So we'll go on to the next slide. This is another kind of best practice. YouTube offers a really, really simplistic way to include a subscription method right on your website. I mean, that is the actual code right there that you can drop on your website, and this is just the example that they have on YouTube for YouTube's channel. But once you have your channel available, you can use this little snippet, and if you search for, you know, YouTube subscription widget, I'm sure you will find this really easily. But basically, it's a nice way to just include that onto your website so that people can subscribe really quickly. We'll go on. So, and I think this is a reiterating similar points as before. It's really important to integrate the video and the content that you're creating into the other channels that you manage. So if you have a Facebook page, if you have a Twitter account, any of these other places, make sure that you're pushing the content that you've put some effort and time into those channels. And really, I think this is all becomes a bit of an ecosystem where you create one piece of content and that feeds your other channels. And so sometimes you might be creating a blog, sometimes you're creating a video, press release. I think all those ideas that Brian listed earlier are great ideas for video, but then being able to make sure that anyone who's connected with you in any other channel, whether it's your website or a newsletter or Facebook or whatever, you are making sure anyone is aware of those pieces of material that you've put together. Go on to the next one. So just to speak about analytics a little bit, I think this is a truly important piece of what YouTube offers. When you start to look at all the details that are available to you in your YouTube channel, there's a lot of things that can sort of help you understand, you know, who's listening to you, where they're coming from, and it helps you sort of structure your approach a little bit. These are things that I pulled from our Caterpillar Inc. channel, which, you know, I think this is interesting to share. I don't think there's any huge surprises, especially like from the gender. Caterpillar typically has an 80-20 rule with male, female, and so YouTube's a little bit more heavy on the male. But the age range is not surprising either. Typical customers that Caterpillar connects with are business owners or, you know, people that have reached that level of age where they're actually responsible for things and making purchases of equipment and things like that. And then down below, we are looking at, you know, the top three methods that people are using to get to videos on our channels. So this kind of tells us YouTube-related video is really important because it's 40% of the views that we're getting on our channels. So what that really means is that what I talked about before with keywords and tags, Google and YouTube is looking for logical connections with content that you're looking at. So when you go to YouTube and view a video of something, it will say, you know what, we see you're watching this, we recommend this video. It's looking at those keywords and everything. And obviously for us, that's very important because that's where so many people are finding our channel. We also recognize that YouTube search and the regular views from the website are important too. Now, this slide is really talking about something that I think is just interesting and I thought it'd be fun to share. They have this capability called hotspots where it actually shows you along the bottom of each of those three charts. This is all the same video, but it shows you where is the interest level of the viewer. So Google's pretty smart about this stuff. And so what I going top to bottom here, we recognize that the interest in this video about our new truck starts to get a little bit lower when we start to talk about safety and hood design. And we'll take that for what it's worth. But when it, once it gets over that hump of information, it starts to talk about the interior, you see that that gets really interesting. People you start to engage with it a little bit more. And then when, you know, once you start to get towards the end of the video and you start to talk about the mirrors and the storage of the truck, you know, the interest really starts to drop off there. So it's just another tool that I think Google provides in a way that can help you think about, you know, what should we focus on in our videos and learn as you go. And then, so I guess on my last point, I know we've talked about YouTube quite a bit, but, you know, Caterpillar is looking at things you know, from a global perspective. So, you know, thought this was interesting to at least share. We're also looking at, you know, platforms in China. They block YouTube entirely, so we use the similar platform to YouTube over there is called Youku, and you know, it's another important piece of our strategy to make sure that we're making sure our videos are available in location, in language, and it's just another factor for you to think about. And typically, I think lots of people on the line are North American focused, but I guess the context overall is to say, make sure you know who you're trying to reach, and make sure you're acting in those places. So, and that's all I had. So feel free to ask questions and connect with me out on Twitter. Go from there.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Brian. That was it's just so interesting to me, and I hope our participants. So, I'm going to summarize, and then we'll get right into Q&A. We've got a lot of great questions coming in. So we have the video polling question. So we had some insights into our participants' video practices. To summarize, video marketing, fastest growing marketing medium, expected to double in just 2 years. And YouTube ranks highest with nearly 40% of all video views, including news channels and broadcasts and all that. But we believe separately that as far as videos outside of, you know, more news and such, it's closer to 80% of all. The major benefits of video and YouTube marketing include improved search results, high click-through rates, valuable customer service, for example, installation and troubleshooting, and video supporting the fast-growing mobile marketing via cell phones, and then finally lead generation. YouTube basics include custom backgrounds, a 20-character max channel name, 15-minute max length, 2 GB max file size, keyword descriptions and tags, and then of course the analytics. And YouTube advanced features include embedding videos on websites, emails, Facebooks, tweeting, and like that. And Caterpillar's Brian Stokey shared video examples, including the evolution of CAP TV to YouTube, to custom vertical YouTube channels. And CAP best practices included keyword tags, subscribe widgets, and analytics. And I think the fascinating thing, you know, as our polling question identified, you know, how many videos do you produce a year, you know, and Caterpillar is producing an average of 45 videos per month. So the scale there is just so interesting that Brian is working with. And then finally, we're going to get to some resources in the appendix. So with that, let's get to the Q&A, and I guess the first question I'll pose to both our panelists, and let's go ahead and start with what is the best length for a YouTube video? Brian, Rule CMA, would you like to answer that first?
Sure, Neil. You know, I spent some time trying to find what the average length of a YouTube video is, and it's around 2.5 minutes, 2 minutes, 45 seconds, but in general, best practice that I see it is 1 to 3 minutes. Keep it short. Keep the attention high. The shorter the video is, too, it's actually proven through several studies that it's going to be more likely to be shared through social networks. So, again, keep that in mind if you're trying to get that video out there and get a lot of attention and really increase that reach of the video, the shorter the better.
So that's it for today. Thank you once again for listening to the Construction Industry Podcast. The Construction Industry Podcast is produced by Remontech. Remontech provides remote monitoring for construction projects. You can visit the podcast website at constructionindustrypodcast.com and subscribe to the show there. It's free. We are also listed on a number of podcast directories such as iTunes and BlackBerry Podcasts, meaning you can subscribe there and listen to the show on the go on your smartphone. My name is Cesar Abate. Until next time.